Don? Here's the mic. Let's put the mic somewhere close.
Will you hold that?
They always hang around.
My grandfather had a hammer. That's where I got the idea for that song.
Uh-huh. Was it a plum? Plum hammer, maybe?
Plum hammer.
Was it?
It may have been.
Because I work with an orange claw hammer.
Yeah, it was a claw hammer.
Well, then it gets in the way.
What do you think of Phoenix, Arizona?
Hey, it's real nice.
You like Phoenix?
Yeah, a lot of nice people, man. And, I like the vegetation.
Yeah.
The lack of.
What do you think about Houston?
I think it's real nice.
Yeah. Houston's
nice. We talk about places you don't like.
I like playing here a long time ago. I played here a long, long time ago. I think it was, it must have been 71, 72. And I enjoyed it then.
Where'd you play then?
I don't remember.
I think it was the Coliseum.
Sure was hot, I know that.
Yeah.
Sure was hot.
That characterizes the people down here.
I was so
hot.
Wasted.
Yeah.
I drank about, I think I had a six pack, you know, and it got so hot and everything. I thought I was going to keel over on the stage.
Do you drink beer?
Well, not a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Just enough.
Just enough. Yeah.
Yeah. We drink beer.
Yeah, you do.
You think things are going to go a lot better that you've gotten away from the wings of Mercury?
Oh, definitely, man.
Thank God.
Those little things. You mean the time I pulled a guy's shoe off and took the wings off the shoe? And that's when I quit.
Yeah.
He didn't even have any wings on the back of his heels.
That's always been a lie, from what I understand.
I know.
Well, it's just that I think that as a devotee type and sincere type, it's good to see you back.
Nice to see you.
You know, it's
yeah. Well,
how many albums was it you've been away? three, I think it was.
Did
71 about 5 or 6?
Now, how many did you have suffered through on that?
Well, I did one with Frank Zappa called Bongo Fury.
Yeah.
All right, that was at the Live Down on the 22nd of May, 1975.
Did you see that?
He's a disc jockey. You know,
I hitchhiked from Del Rio to see that.
Jeez. That's a long way.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing in Texas?
Well, you don't fool around, dude.
No, huh?
Yeah, and Eric Johnson, we were all watching some guy playing guitar that opened the show for us.
Really?
A space group that was kind of space jazz.
That was
intellectual acid eater.
What was the name of that group? Electromagnus.
I'm smart, I eat acid.
Oh, what is the significance?
I don't think I know.
Whoa.
I don't think that's too smart, really. Anything made by people that's going to create a poison like that, you know what I mean.
Yeah, don't ask Jim Jones any questions about that.
Jim Jones.
What is the significance of snapping black eyes? One of my favorite lines in your tunes is, "She bore me 7 babies with snapping black eyes."
That's some real black eyes.
Real black
eyes. They snap like that.
They snap.
And it has other meanings.
Yeah.
Well, the blackness doesn't come until after the snap.
That's
right.
I've started to use snapping as a verb more often, you know, and
the Gulf Coast
directly due to snapping black eyes, because somehow that holds some type of special meaning. At least it deserves verb status.
Well,
it
deserves the something. Red bean in that song was not of any kind of drug connotation there at all.
No.
Are Harry and Irene
real people? Just a kidney bean.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Pinot.
Are Harry and Irene real people?
5 lesbians.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's more than Harry and Irene. It's Rana, Dusty, Canteen, Irene, and Harriet. Isn't that five?
That's somewhere very,
very near a five.
It looks like you're drawing a dodo bird, Captain. Does that present problems for us as interviewers?
What, a dodo bird?
Yeah.
Only if you have paranoia. A little paranoia is a good propeller.
Keeps your shoes on, too.
Yeah. No, I don't think that.
I'm real
freaked out. It's not a dodo bird.
Does that make any difference?
If you're real freaked out?
Yeah.
To what?
Well, what do you mean you're freaked out?
Well, I mean, somehow I get the idea that there should be some significance attached to the picture you're drawing, a lot of the fact that you're talking to us, you know what I mean?
Why would that freak you out?
Can't you listen to the radio and talk at the same time?
That's an interesting question.
It wasn't
of course,
a
I was born here, and
well,
naturally got a chip on my shoulder.
Chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, because of that fact.
Why would you have a chip on your
shoulder? I've got a regular old question. Do you think, from where you were standing tonight, do you think the audience was absolutely listening to what you were doing? Was paying attention?
Yeah,
as much
feel,
as can be expected?
I feel that they were paying awfully good attention.
Okay,
I really enjoyed it.
I could tell some of the audiences seemed to be listening for every word to see if something
was
from an album or something, or whether this was something new. And then some of the people seemed to be saying, what's that?
You know what it is? It's because people can't believe it. They can do it the same way they heard it the first time.
On the record. Are you thinking while you're drawing this picture? Are you just drawing?
Yeah.
Do you only do this when you're... in between performances, or do you do this all the time?
I do it all the time.
I bet you got a lot of
I mean, we have an imitation of an Indian with a poker chip.
Yeah,
I've seen that. It's a beautiful thing.
That's right. You know Dwight.
Well, how did you come to be called Captain Beefheart?
He ain't anyway. That should be called Edward.
I never thought any of you were stupid.
I'm only kidding.
No,
please,
I know
please,
you are.
Please believe me.
I thought he was stupid, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
Well, how did the name Captain Beefheart come to be?
Well, there was a tomato. They call them Beefheart tomatoes. And my uncle, Alan P. Wilkes.
Big Al?
Alan.
Big Al Wilkes?
No, Alan.
Good friend of mine. Oh, Alan. I'm sorry.
Wrong record.
So at any rate, Alan told me, he said, that'd be a good name to name yourself after a tomato. And I just put the captain on.
Why didn't you spell it?
Nice, so it looked good on the album cover.
Yeah,
why didn't you spell it?
In those days.
Why didn't you spell it B-O-U-E-F to make it more continental?
Continental? I don't need that.
Did you know that continental is only 30 inches from the ground?
Is that right?
Whereas everything else is 36.
That makes sense. I guess that explains it.
I had a 49 Oldsmobile. But I couldn't even slide a 4988 Coupe Holiday 88, you know?
Without the sauce.
Yeah. But I drive one of those.
That damn thing, I couldn't even put a package of cigarettes under it. It was so low.
You know, that's interesting because I have a 50 Mercury, and I've always wondered why everybody had so much fun on the drive-ins in the 50s because you can't see out anywhere.
That's why.
I think I answered my own question.
I think that Nash was the one for that.
Yeah.
That's true because the seats folded back.
Made right into a bed.
Factory.
How old are you, Captain?
I'm 1,000 years old.
You don't, are you like kind of a woman? You don't just divulge that, you know, like a traditional view of.
That's been a common question lately in interviews.
I'm only a woman when I'm making love. But, I mean,
Oh, gee, we
you
always
like to be on the bottom then, huh?
We always ask these type of questions.
I don't think there's such a thing as the bottom or the top. I don't know whether it starts with the bottom or it starts with the top.